Now, more Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. First day of August. Fall sports will get underway this month. In fact, we get the NFL tonight, preseason Hall of Fame game. Can you believe it? Time is just flying by in the summer. We've talked a lot of high school sports over the last couple of weeks, and today we are going to transition over to JUCO because the USU Eastern soccer teams will also open up the season in just a couple of weeks. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. This segment brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, where they've been serving Price and the surrounding area since 1952. You can find them across Southeast Utah in Carbon, Emory, and Grand County. Joining us right now in the studio, we have USU Eastern men's soccer coach Ryan Thompson. Coach,
it's great to get you back in for another season. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's kind of wild to think that year two, it's here for you already.
It's already here. Well, in the off season, it felt slow, but right now it feels quick.
As far as the off season is concerned, how much easier was it for you going into year two compared to year one? I'm sure there was probably some staunch differences.
Yeah, I think from the organization side, I had everything set up for when I came in for this preseason, and so everything's here. Last year, I showed up 2 days before we started training, and so it was. Trying to figure out where everything was at, get everything going. What do we look like as a team? And having recruited a whole new cast of guys, I think, we kind of know what direction we're going in and what talent we have.
Yeah, it's kind of the gift and the curse of JUCO sports, right? I mean, there's such a quick turnaround. It's a revolving door. And last season was very successful, for those who don't remember. I mean, you guys were one game away from winning a conference championship and felt pretty good about going into that conference title game. I remember chatting with you.
Yeah, we were confident going into Salt Lake and finally, destroying the beast up there. And unfortunately, it didn't happen last season, but this is a whole new year, and we're looking forward to taking over the crown.
So as far as the conference is concerned, when you bring in a whole new cast of kids, you go back and you look at where you were at last year. It's like, okay, 2 years ago, you're knocking on the door. Last year, you open up the door. This year, you try to bust it down, right? I mean, do the kids understand that?
I think the returners understand that more than some of these new guys, but that's what I'm here for. That's what our Sunday meeting is for, is to really get everyone in that mindset of we're here to take what we believe is rightfully ours. Honestly, if some of the kids aren't on board with that, then maybe they don't get to suit up. We're treating this very professionally this year, and we have a big crew, so we'll have two different teams. We'll have that kind of varsity and JV team, and they'll have different training times, and people can work their way up, and people can get relegated back down to the other group. So we're here to obviously drive the competition and really build a solid team, and we have a lot of different outlets for that with the guys that we have, and so whatever works best for us is what we're going to go with, and then we'll make changes if it doesn't work.
Let's talk about those returners and the group that you have, because obviously you got to rely on those kids, specifically, I would assume, early on in the season, right? Those are the kids you really got to rely on.
Yeah, we do, and they're still young. I mean, last year they were just freshmen, yeah. and a lot of, we only started three freshmen throughout last season, so not a lot of these guys coming back had a ton of minutes, but they understand the workload and what it takes to be on this team. So they've been working really hard over the summer and getting fit and really being those vocal leaders for those kids that are coming in. So whether or not that transitions into playing time, at least we have that base of guys that can say, hey, this is right or this is wrong, and this is how we do it. I love the kids that are coming back. I think it's a solid group. But we have a lot of freshmen coming in that are here to take spots.
Which is competition, right? I mean, that's exactly what you want. When you go out and you recruit for a team, I just kind of want to get familiar with Coach Thompson's philosophies. What are you looking for in a kid when you bring him into this level?
For me, it's how physical are they? We were a very physical team last season. All the teams that I've coached have been very physical. I don't want someone that's going to fall down and lay down. I want someone that's going to hit people and knock them down. And then we deal with how good of a student are they, how good of a person are they, what are their skill sets, what do they look like on the field. But, you know, I want someone that's not afraid to go into tackles, because that's what we kind of pride ourselves on, is sticking our heads into situations, getting in, you know, scoring garbage goals, the things that people think won't happen, we make it happen. And so I'm looking for people that are going to go out and be physical and be physically dominant to the opponent.
I think that was kind of the mentality that the rest of the conference realized last year, right? And just talking to people, they knew when they went up against USU Eastern, it was going to be physical. They were going to feel it.
Yeah. Yeah, if we were going to lose a game, we were going to still hit people hard. I mean, and we didn't lose many games, and we were physically dominant in a lot of the games that we won, probably more physical than anyone that we played. And I think it scared some teams, and that's what we're looking for. If we can put them on their heels, then we have an advantage immediately. So, yeah, coming in with some physicality is always a good thing. We just have to make sure that's the right type of physicality. We can't get stupid red cards. We can't get too many yellow cards. Obviously, those lead to suspension. So we have to be smart with how physical we are. We have to be, like, physically dominant but clean within the game. And so there's a fine line between that, and teaching the guys how to do that is really important.
Yeah, it's no different than on the basketball court, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same concept, just a different game.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to know what you can get away with and what you can't.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Ryan Thompson of the USU Eastern Soccer Squad. Coach, we'll talk about the conference this year, because it does look a little different. Mm-hmm. Southern Nevada's gone.
Yes.
And I don't think that's a bad thing. In any sport, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah, we don't mind.
So Southern Nevada's gone, but we bring in North Idaho. I mean, it's a little bit of a longer drive. Coeur d'Alene is not a fun place to go.
Mm-hmm.
But how does this change the dynamic? I mean, I guess in comparison, Southern Nevada to North Idaho, do you know anything about them?
No. I mean, they're coming out of the NWAC. Not a super great season in the NWAC last season. Obviously, they're looking forward to the transition back into the SWAC. Don't know much about the coaching staff. Have heard rumors about who they're picking up. But again, they're just another team just like us. And they're jumping into a situation that they don't really know about. And so I think that gives us an advantage against them. But yeah, going up to Coeur d'Alene is obviously different than going into Nevada. It could be very nice up there, or being part of that Pacific Northwest, it could be very rainy and windy and cold. So, but as a team, we have to adapt to what's thrown at us, and we know that road games are going to be tough. And yeah, that's just part of being an athlete, is having to go up there and you know, make someone else's home your home.
Yeah, and I was looking over at your guys' schedule. In fact, I got it brought up right here. What stood out to me, you mentioned you don't know what the weather is going to be like when you go to Coeur d'Alene. That's an October matchup. The last four games are all on the road, so you guys are going to get tested going into that conference mm-hmm. tournament. Four straight road games.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, you're talking about going out to Kennewick, Washington, and then going to Coeur d'Alene, and then the next weekend going up to CSI, who is also a brand new team, soccer team in this conference, and then from there heading out to Truckee Meadows in Reno. I think that's how it stacks up. And so, I mean, there's a variety of climates there. You go to Kennewick, Washington, it's dry. You go to Coeur d'Alene, it's a little bit wetter. You go up to Truckee, it's kind of hit or miss. And you go out to Reno, and it's dry again and at altitude. So it's going to be a lot. But, you know, when you go to those games and you make an impact, and, you know, I'm hoping that at that point in time we're, you know, playing for first place in the conference, you know, that's a huge motivator, and people look past the elements when you have a chance to take over the conference and win a conference title.
And I asked you about adding North Idaho, and we had CSI as well, mm-hmm. right? So, I mean, you do get more conference games, which I think coaches like. I mean, that's less for you to schedule, knowing that you're guaranteed four games instead of two, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, we go from, I think we are guaranteed 12 games last season to now we're guaranteed 16, and so you are 14.
14, yeah.
So, you know, we filled three games. We're going up to Western Nebraska, which I'm familiar with them and their coaching staff, but they're always a tough team. And then you go out to Casper, who will more than likely be 12th in the nation. They made their first ever national tournament appearance last season. Coaching cast that I'm familiar with. Ben up there actually coached me when I was in college. And then we come back here to play Northwest Community College at a Powell. So three like Wyoming, Nebraska teams, all in a tough conference, all really tough games. Just lucky to have one of those at home. So.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Things get real in a sense on the 13th, right? I mean, that's going to be the first live action against Utah Valley.
Actually, that game got canceled. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, we got to get that one off the schedule.
Okay, so then it's the 18th then.
Yeah, we're going to try and pick something up in between then and now. But yeah, we're looking forward to Westminster. They've been a good test for us. Josh does really well with that program. They were top of the RMAC last season. I think they're a playoff team, actually. So they're always tough. They're always tough in the fall. But we're looking to go up there and obviously beat them. I've never beat Westminster in my career, so I owe Josh a little bit of revenge going up there.
You got to get a scrimmage in before then, right? I mean, that would definitely be ideal. Otherwise, it's – and you tell me if I'm wrong here. It's one scrimmage, and the season's off and rolling.
Yeah, it's tough only having one. But last season we only had one too, and we picked it up pretty late against Casper. So, again, we had to kind of face that adversity and roll with the punches. And if we can't get anything in, we can't. But I'm looking at getting hopefully a club team to come down and play us here. Something to give us a little bit of that live action. But if we can't, we have 43 guys coming in.
That's right.
And so we can put together two teams and put on a good scrimmage.
That's what I was going to ask you. In that regard, having the reserve team obviously helps.
Yeah, it's great. And it's a chance for us to kind of move players around if you know, we think that someone is better than another person and we match them up together, then we can make those, you know, and one person beats out the other one, we can make those moves. So in that sense, it's great. But obviously, it's always nice to go out and kick other people that aren't wearing the same jersey as you.
Yeah. Beat up on someone else, right? Coach, I do want to mention your coaching staff because you have a couple of guys helping you this year, which is a big difference, right, from a year ago.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. Yeah, very excited. So Ramon Nunez is coming in, former USU Eastern player, coming back off of a pretty bad injury. So get him some coaching experience and hopefully move him on to the next level when it comes to playing. And then Connor Mitchell, he's a Salt Lake guy. Works out of West High School. He'll be in charge of our kind of recruiting and scouting, and then whatever we need him to do throughout the season. So he'll be kind of in town sometimes and off up north other times, but he'll definitely be around. And both these guys are going to bring strengths. Both of them are young. I think it'll be great for us. It takes a lot of stress off of me having these guys come in. And it's something that the program needed.
Yeah, it's like for you, in the situation you were in last year, maybe 10% of what you have to do is X's and O's, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff that goes on to being a coach. And,
people don't realize that.
They don't. It's a busy job. Since I've been in town, I haven't really gotten much rest. So, it's a lot of stuff that people don't understand. It's all the inventory. It's the setting up. It's making sure that all player packets are in. It's travel. It's a lot of things other than training. So I really can't wait till Monday when we actually get the trainings in and we can just get to that portion of the season. But it's been busy, but it's also been good.
Coach, I really do appreciate you always taking out the time to stop by. I know we're going to be catching up again as the season gets rolling, but I'm appreciative of the time. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Coach Ryan Thompson again of the USU Eastern men's soccer team. They will open up the season within the next 16 days. It's crazy. Fall sports, it's finally here. Speaking of fall sports, we're going to stick with the collegiate level. We are going to start talking college football, and we're going to do it with one of my favorite guests each year, Phil Steele. He is the author of Phil Steele's College Football Preview, which has been around for several decades. This guy is a guru. I call it the Bible of college football. It is out right now. You can get it online or you can get it at Barnes & Noble. We are going to talk Utah Utes, BYU, and the national scene. Phil Steele, college football guru, coming up when we return. It's Drive Time Sports from the Sutherland Studios.